Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Publix, hanging out, and I literally cannot fit anything else in my stomach today. It's been a lot of fun. Shout out to all the listeners that have started stopping by. The traffic, foot traffic is growing here inside of the Publix. We just had Brad stop by. We'll get into that probably here in just a little bit. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing almost at zero risk. Just throwing that out there. Almost ripped out of zero res. And it is our opportunity to go to the phone lines. We're going to welcome in Jason Longshore. It is World Cup draw day. And, Jason, let me start with this. First of all, have you ever had the Atlanta United sub from Publix? Because it is, it's pretty phenomenal. I don't know if you've ever dabbled
in that. I have not had the Atlanta United sub. How was it?
Do yourself a favor. Walk into any Publix near you and order that Atlanta United sub. You won't regret it, my friend. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, Jason. Obviously, a lot going on today. I know that the Kennedy Center is going to have all that activity up there as the World Cup draws and the groups are set. I think the easiest place to start with you, though, is what's the best and worst case scenario for the United States in terms of what happens today?
I think the two teams to watch for that you want no part of if you're a U.S. fan is Morocco and Norway. Norway's the team in pot three, which they're ranked by FIFA rankings. So, you know, you can kind of go logically that pot two teams are going to be better than pot three, going to be better than pot four. But here's your caveats to that. Norway has the best striker in the world right now in Erling Haaland of Manchester City. He is an absolute monster and not who you want to see in a group stage game that could decide if you move on or not. So Norway's the team in pot three that can tilt any group. Morocco is a rising power at the moment. They were a semifinalist in the last World Cup. Their U-20s just won the World Cup this year. Just an incredible team. And the reason why that combination is so difficult rather than Croatia and Norway, because you can get two European teams. If you get Morocco out of pot two and you get Norway out of pot three, then you could get one of the European play-in teams in pot four in your group, which could be an Italy if they get it done. It could be a Denmark. It could be Poland. It could be somebody else who's really good. That creates the group of death scenario that nobody wants to see.
So I'm curious, Jason, I know Andy and Randy are going to be at Streets of Buckhead for the FIFA final draw watch party. They're going to be outside. They got to dress warm. Where are you going to be during the draw?
I'm going to be at the Brewhouse Cafe down in Little Five Points, America's best soccer bar. We are going to be inside, thankfully. We were going to be outside at one point, and luckily more intelligence prevailed on this. So we're going to be inside, not going to have to dress quite as warmly as Andy and Randy, but going to be a huge crowd. And what's been cool to see is, like, anywhere that you would think of that you would watch a soccer game or honestly just watch any game, that's going to have the draw today. You know, I've seen so many different places say, like, hey, come watch the draw with us. The excitement for something like this that is, you know, one, the Village people performing and pulling ping pong balls out of a bucket. Everybody is pumped about this because of what it means.
Jason, what teams do you want to see come to Atlanta in this draw? What would be the best for – we would love for the USA to get here, but, you know, what would be maybe some good draws or some good games for your local soccer fan to come see?
I think the thing about who Atlanta will get, and we won't know until tomorrow when they do the schedule portion. And the reason why there's a delay is they want to optimize the scheduling portion of it for TV viewership worldwide because of the time zones. I think because of that, there's a good likelihood that we will get, if the draw works out to where these teams are in these groups, I think we could be fairly European heavy because with a roof, with air conditioning, we can have games at noon or 3 o'clock, which would be prime time games in the major European countries. Like if we get England or France or Germany or Spain, Atlanta would be ideal for those games. I think some of the sleepers in terms of teams I would like to see, because we're going to see teams from all the pots in the five group stage games in Atlanta. I think some of the sleepers would be a team like Scotland, for one, because their fans are amazing, and it's been a long time since they've been at the World Cup, so they will travel, and they will probably drink this town dry if they get here to Atlanta, so that will be a lot of fun. A team like South Korea or Japan, I think, would be a huge surprise for maybe Atlanta soccer fans that don't understand how big that community is in our area. A team like Colombia would be huge here. But I'll give you a wild card that I think would be really cool because of its Atlanta connections, Curaçao. When you think about all of the Braves' connections with Curaçao, that would create a really cool atmosphere and I think a really cool like local rooting interest. You know, if you've got – because when they had their big World Cup qualifier against Jamaica that they had to get a result to get here, it was Andrew Jones who did the hype video that came out on social media for the Curaçao national team. That would be a really cool local connection if Curaçao comes to Atlanta.
Jason Longshore hanging out with us, Atlanta United analyst and obviously knower of all things, the beautiful game. Jason, look, I think I want to get more U.S. men's national team heavy here as we talk about this. And what do you think this spring needs to look like for the U.S. men's national team? I know they've got a couple of matches coming up this spring at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we can see them front and center. What do you think they need to have happening with that team as they move towards the World Cup?
Continue to build on what we've seen in these last couple of windows. It's always tough when you don't have to qualify in a way because you don't get those competitive games that can bring a group together. And Mauricio Pochettino has had to work at figuring out the best way for this team to play. And he's settled into a shape that suits the players that he has. I think playing three center backs with this group and then making everything else fit around that just works really well for the players that he has at his disposal. He has a group of talent, in my opinion, that is really good. You don't have the top end talent that, you know, in Argentina, Spain, and England would have. But you've got a very good group 1 to 25. There's not as much of a separation between those. Christian Pulisic is a world-class player. You're going to need to get him playing at his best in this tournament for you to have a good success. But when you look at what you want to see in those games in March with Belgium and Portugal, two of the biggest tests that we've had since Copa America in 2024, you've got to be defensively secure. You've got to have somebody like Chris Richards from Birmingham, Alabama, be as good as he's been in England. He's got to be that with the national team. And you're going to need to have some of these younger guys who have stepped up and done well against World Cup teams that you've beaten here lately, like Uruguay, like Paraguay, like Japan. You've got to have these younger guys continue to build. The thing that stands out to me about the U.S., and it didn't really get talked about enough here, in my opinion, when we beat Paraguay in the last round of friendlies, their coach said to their media, if you don't match the U.S. intensity, you can't cope with it. that's been the thing that Pochettino has been able to do. He's got this team playing extremely hard. They'll press you. They're going to harass you. They're going to make it difficult for you to play to get the way you want to play. If this group across the board can continue to do that, they can compete with anybody in the tournament. Then you need those moments of magic to go win games.
Jason, I think I speak for most of our listening audience right now. I'll be glued to your Twitter later on today to get your thoughts. You know all things about the beautiful game, my friend. We appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on, y'all. Grab me some apple fritters there at Publix, okay?
Hey, man. Pretzels are going down, the bagels, everything, hummus. It's all going down. Thanks again, buddy. Jason Longshore, obviously with a lot of thoughts on the World Cup draw happening today. I'll be honest, I did not know this was such a big event until the last couple of weeks when it's been talked about at the Kennedy Center and he talked about all the things going on with it. It's a massive ordeal.
Do either one of you remember much about when the World Cup was here in 94?
No.
No.
I remember watching it on TV and not really understanding what I was watching. I was like, what is this game? That was also the World Cup that had the handball. I think it was Colombia. The guy has the handball. I think it was Colombia. I might be wrong on the country. It was South American country. Guy has the handball, and then bad things happen after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you really going to go dark right now? That's your World Cup memory?
That's kind
seriously.
Of, that's what I remember from 1994.
Seriously, dude.
That and Alexi Lawless's hair.
Right.
I remember those two things from the World Cup. But it's cool. We didn't get in Atlanta then, so it's really cool to have the – it's. I don't think people understand how crazy – this city is going to be when the World Cup is here. If you're not going to the city to experience it, you might want to stay out of it.
I literally have a girlfriend who bought property just to get an Airbnb ready for the World Cup. She was like, do you know how much profit I'm going to make?
Wow.
Yeah.
Because so many people are going to come here.
She's not wrong.
If you have a half day, you can get out of work today. Make sure to see Andy and Randy at Streets of Buckhead today because the event is free for fans. The event starts at 11. The draw is at noon. And Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, the one and only Dave Archer, former QB, now analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network will join us with the morning shift live from Publix in Smyrna on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift live from Publix in Smyrna. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett is hanging out behind the glass back at the station. Look, it's a Falcons Friday, so we are bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst?
And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, I've got a side question first before we get into the Falcons. Does Bo play with race cars when he's in the press box with you guys during a live broadcast?
I would venture to say that on this medium and on this family station, Jeff, I can't tell you what Bo plays with during the games. Okay? So.
What? Wow. What a stray.
I mean.
What a stray.
We'll get into the details.
Excellent question,
in a little bit, though. But, Bo, literally, yeah. You know how your mom always told you, like, don't open that until we get home?
Yeah.
Like, Bo is opening up all the toys that a very kind listener has brought us. We'll tell you about it later. But, yeah, the professionalism is out the window
today.
Yeah,
it's a different day. Anyways.
I'm not sure how to begin
no surprise.
With.
Arch, I wanted to dive in. Obviously, the matchup coming up this weekend, and I'll probably finish with a question before we get out of here about Iowa State, but that's neither here nor there right now. The Seahawks coming in, I am such a big fan of what they're doing offensively, and I got held to task earlier this week. I've been talking about it all week, that somebody told me the Falcons O-line was playing atrociously. I can't tell you how upset that makes me, because I don't think they've played a great brand of football, but I really think Elijah Wilkinson in a lot of ways has stepped in and been okay. So I just want to start there. Talk about what this offense has looked like here recently, what you've seen on tape throughout the week, and how you think they'll try to exploit the Seahawks defense this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Mike, that you can go there on the offensive line. Not you, but I mean whoever was suggesting that this is an offensive line hasn't played well. You're talking about a team that's ninth in the league in rushing, and you're talking about a team that's only given up 19 sacks on the year, which is sixth best in the National Football League. That's generally how you gauge how good an offensive line is playing. Are they protecting their passer and providing paths for the guys to run the football through? I think for the large part, they've been doing that. And certainly in the red zone over the last two or three weeks, when you've been able to get down there, you've been able to punch it in. So that's offensive line play as well. So that's just my take on our offensive line. I think that, sure, all offensive lines break down from time to time. There's some problems here or there. But this offensive line has been more than serviceable in giving you opportunities to win football games. This is a Seattle team, and that's really where the game is for me, Mike. Is can you block them? They've been very good about getting off blocks and defeating blocks to defend the run game. And they kind of defend the run game on their way to the passer. They're fourth in the league in sacks, just behind us with 40 sacks. And so, and a lot of it has to do with the four guys up front, Lawrence, Murphy, Williams, and Nwosu. Those guys are flat getting after the passer. You can't turn the football over against Seattle. That's what they fed off of last week against Minnesota. I mean, they didn't do much on offense last week against Minnesota. In fact, I think they had about 220 yards of offense did Seattle, but five turnovers created a major problem for the Seahawks. If you go back to the game we played against this team, now there's some new personnel, obviously a new coach, but you go back to this game last year that Atlanta lost against Seattle, three turnovers did you in the fourth quarter. This was a game that was 24-14 going to the fourth quarter. Atlanta had the ball, and you turn the ball over in a fumble that's returned for a touchdown and two more interceptions. So you can't turn the football over. If you don't, then there's a good chance that Seattle's going to turn it over to you. They're minus four in the giveaway takeaway.
Yeah, Arch, that's a good point. I do want to get to you with you about some of the SEC championship stuff, but to finish up with the Falcons, Seattle. Offensively, Sam Darnold he's thrown 10 interceptions, as you kind of mentioned there. They're not great up front. We're actually better up front than them, and Mike and I were looking at some stuff, and Mike was pointing out some of their guard play. Is it as simple as to find a way to take away Jackson Smith and Jigba and then make someone else beat you? Or do you do the opposite and say, we're going to take everything else away and let him just make him beat you?
Well, they can beat you in a lot of ways. Cooper Kupp's still very capable of making plays in their pass game. Rashid Shaheed, the guy they traded for from New Orleans, we know a little bit about him. He's explosive. So they've got guys that can make some plays that are around the wide receiver core. But I think it always begins with being able to stop the run. I think that Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet share the ball extremely well. Those two guys of rush for about 1,200 yards combined. I think that's where it starts. That takes the comfort zone away from Sam Darnold. Make Sam Darnold throw the football. I think he'll throw it to you. But I don't think you're going to be able to take away Jackson Smith and Jigba because of the way they move. You know, Mike was talking about some of the cool stuff they do offensively. A lot of it has to do with moving him around. They do a lot of stuff like similar to what we do with Drake in that he's a little bit smaller receiver, but they've got him in the slot. They've got him outside the numbers. They got him moving him across the formation. So it's very difficult to say, hey, we're going to take Jackson Smith and Jigba away. I don't think that that happens. They are younger up front. I think you can get after them a little bit up front. I don't think they're great in that capacity. But, you know, when you look at sacks given up and being able to run the football, they very much fall in the same category we do. They're 15 sacks given up, second best in the National Football League. Now, the quarterback has something to do with that. But, you know, they played pretty solidly, playing with a lot of confidence.
Arch, I want to transition to the SEC Championship game, which, if I'm not mistaken, you'll be a part of doing radio. You've done for quite a long time. Ty Simpson and Gunnar Stockton, you know, you can talk about the Big Ten quarterback matchup and Sane and Mendoza and two guys that could be at the Heisman Trophy, but I think Gunnar Stockton and Ty Simpson both have a case to be in New York for the Heisman as well. It's amazing just how well both these guys are playing.
Yeah, it's a major reason why the two teams are where they are. And I think it's a cool story, too, in that these are two guys that have waited for their opportunity. They're both redshirt juniors. They both waited for other guys to clear the way, whether it was Beck leaving or Ty Simpson had to wait, you know, for players to get out of his way for him to be able to step in there. But I love the fact that that's part of the story. We got so many people that shuttle around, hey, I don't like it here because I'm not getting to play right away. I'm going to leave. Now, these are two unbelievably big-time programs, so I don't know that a player necessarily wants to leave Alabama or Georgia. But just, two guys that probably could have played someplace else, maybe started earlier in their career, decided to stick it out. I think that's the cool part of the story. But there's no question that neither one of these teams, based on – and these two guys are tough guys, too. That's the thing I like about it. You know, Ty will pull it down and take off. Obviously, we've seen Gunner do it for Georgia. So they're two guys that lead – not only the cerebral part and patting people on the back, but they lead from a physical standpoint as well.
Yeah, Arch, I think one of the big storylines in this game this weekend will be what is Georgia and Glenn Schumann's approach to getting pressure, specifically up the middle in Ty Simpson's face. I don't know that he's dealt with it very well in his last couple SEC games, specifically against Oklahoma, but Auburn was able to do a lot of the same things against him last week. And Bo and I talked about it earlier in the week, that fadeaway throw Ty Simpson makes last week in the corner of the end zone was just – it was special. I'm curious what you think about Ty Simpson and his ability to make throws like that in the face of getting pressure and what that says about his future possibly in the NFL.
Yeah, it was an incredible throw, Mike. It's funny that you mentioned that throw because Bo and I are sitting next to one another watching that play, and I said, oh, my – he goes, what a great catch. And I go, are you kidding me? That was a dime, an unbelievable throw by Simpson. He goes, yeah, but it was a good catch, too. And I go, he dropped it right on the guy. Are you kidding me?
He toe-tapped.
Arch, you sound like when I watch football with people and the quarterback's a statue and he gets sacked and they're going, oh, the offensive line's terrible. I'm like, okay, well, it's not exactly, the guy in the backfield's not exactly Heismaning guys and rushing for 100 yards every game either. That's not exactly fair. But, yeah, I hear you on that. That's funny.
This is a Simpson's earned his right to some of the accolades that are coming his way, and we'll still find out what happened with some of the quarterback awards. I think that Ty will be right there at the top. So will Gunner as well. But I thought that was part of what happened in that game against Georgia and Alabama earlier in the year. I thought Simpson did a really good job of buying time, finding guys. That's what they were able to do to extend drives. And what were they, 13 and 19 on third down? So Georgia trying to get them off the field. I think Georgia's better defensively. I think anybody would have to admit Georgia's much better and much more, executing, I guess is the better way to say it, defensively than they were in that game, back in week 5 or what it was that Alabama played them. So I think whenever you get to this part of the season, there's some differences. There are different guys stepping up. I mean, will we see the reemergence of Ryan Williams on the outside? Isaiah Horton's been spectacular. Jeremy Bernard's been outstanding, but where's Ryan Williams be? He had a monster game in this game a year ago. I called this game in Alabama last year when Georgia played Alabama and Ryan Williams went off in that game. So it'll be interesting to see who surfaces as that guy, that special guy that makes a play in this game to help carry one of their teams to a victory.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you real quick, what is Alabama defensively got to do to stop Gunnar Stockton? Because we saw it in the first half of that game in week whatever, week five or whatever, but they did get their footing in the second half and made a little bit of a charge.
Yeah, I think it's Stockton obviously will be part of the focal point. I think they're going to want to stop the run game. They're going to want to, you know, Bowens went off in this game last time. His only 100-yard game of his career so far as the redshirt freshman. But it'll be interesting to see how they decide to defend the run game with the running backs. And then Stockton, obviously, an extension of that. I mean, Gunner's going to have to be better than he was last week. And I don't know what that was last week, really, what Georgia rolled out there against Georgia Tech. No offense to Georgia Tech, but that's not a defense that's really been a stalwart defense this year. And I thought Gunner looked a little bit lost last weekend for the first time. It'll be interesting to see if he can get back to playing the kind of football he's been playing prior to going into playing Georgia Tech.
Arch, real quick before we let you go, we were talking about it earlier. I know you've been paying a lot of attention to it. Matt Campbell drawing some interest, evidently, from Penn State. Do you think it's even possible that he would consider making that move, and how big of a hole would that leave for Iowa State?
Well, it'd be a major hole, Mike. He's been phenomenal. He's been there 10 years. You know, he's a guy that got his opportunity. I think one of the parts for Matt Campbell is that he's been really loyal to Jamie Pollard in Iowa State because they gave him his opportunity. He coached at Toledo. Prior to that, he coached at Mount Union. He was a player at Mount Union. They won national championships at that level. He's a grassroots guy, roll your sleeves up, go to work kind of guy, and that's kind of what Iowa State's program is. Penn State's program is much more high profile. A lot more four and five star kids are going to come in there. Is that something you'd be attracted to? He's worked his ass off at Iowa State. Three-time Big 12, Big 12 Coach of the Year. He's taken the team to the championship game twice. He's the only thing left to win a championship at Iowa State. He's got a family that's now growing up. I think that his daughters are in college. He's got a son that's 11. He was coaching his little girl's softball team. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is. Matt, maybe, you know, this may be the time where he wants to take a shot at one of the big-time programs.
Well, Dave, we appreciate the time, especially since you're pulling double duty this weekend. Enjoy the games.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. That's Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
We'll get him on again Monday to talk about the Falcons-Seahawks matchup. And after you hear the call with Dave and Wes on Sunday, make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Coming up, we've got one last look at the Falcons-Seahawks matchup, and we've got a life of squid.
Yeah, how far would you drive to get a vehicle? I'll let you know.
That's
I might.
Good question.
I'll let you know about me next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix in Smyrna. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett's back at the station. Gordon's keeping us on air. And this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
I got another present.
I know. You've gotten a lot of presents here. This is the last break here at Publix. It's actually pretty sad because they've put on quite a show here at the Highland Park location.
I'm just going to sit here. Well, Gordon, just leave this headset. I'm just going to sit here and see if people bring me more gifts. Mike, who just stopped by, and he had stopped by last year at an event, an appearance I had, and he brought me a bunch of Dale Earnhardt Sr. stuff. And I was just – because Brad, who just stopped by with – some Dale Earnhardt Jr. stuff and
a blow
Kevin
up,
Harvick.
He brought me a blow up yard lineman. He brought me a blow up yard lineman. Yep, and I can't wait to get home and blow it up. 100%.
Dylan has. I'm not going to say what Dylan's gift is. I want him to be surprised. Mm-hmm. Actually, he didn't bring Dylan anything. We're just going to wrap that and give it to Dylan for Christmas. Say it's from us. But and he brought you. You got something as well. Don't act like you didn't get a gift.
No,
now.
No. I got a helmet. I got a Matt Ryan helmet. Very cool.
But Mike just dropped me by. And it's funny because I don't know. Have you guys ever put models together as kids?
No.
100%.
I did model cars and airplanes.
My
and
mother gifted me a model literally when I was home for Thanksgiving. She was like, hey, I bought you this. I was like, you know me.
Yeah. And Mike brought me a Dale Earnhardt Sr. model car to put together, like, right, not the die cast, but this is one you put together.
You can't open it though,
and it's the Goodrich Lumina. This was probably bought in like 1991.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the Lumina was being ran, remember?
Yeah, that's
and I'm sitting and I want to open it so badly and put it together, but
you can't open
that
it,
would be dumb.
It's got the plastic wrap on it.
Yeah,
can't open
that would
well,
be
and
dumb
I do want to reveal a little peek behind the curtain here. When we were speaking with Jason Longshore before, that was when Brad had dropped all this stuff off. And immediately, Bo starts opening up all the boxes. Like, when you're a little kid and you're getting a toy from Toys R Us, your mom says, don't open it up until we get home. He starts opening it up, and pieces start flying everywhere.
You guys have not seen the tisk-tisk. You know how the mom's like, tisk-tisk now. You can't do that. You have never seen a tisk-tisk look like the one that Allie gave Bo when he was opening up that car. She looked at him like, I'm going to punch you in the face if you don't put that car away.
The best part is normally Mike gives me that look. And that's like the one time where he was like, dude, I get
I'll let her handle this.
I get it, man. I feel like you say you let her handle it, but you're like, totally get it, man. Totally get this.
No, I took the 2025 approach and I pulled out my phone and I started recording. That's what you got to do.
That's such a good call.
All right. Well, the Falcons take on the Seahawks this weekend at the Benz. We know this. Pre-game is at 11 with Mike and Bo here. On Sunday, kickoff is at 1. Do you guys have any last thoughts going into this weekend with this matchup?
Arch was talking about it, and it just – I look at their defensive line, and I'm very worried. And, look, I think Mike's right. When people call our offensive line atrocious – I actually take offense to it these days, mainly because I sit next to an offensive lineman and he'll probably punch me in the head if I don't take offense to it.
This is true.
But I do take offense to it because I've gotten to know a couple of those guys. And I've repeated myself, but I think it's safe to say that you guys know that I talked to Chris Lindstrom on Wednesday. And one thing that we forget about is 3/5 of our offensive line is playing hurt. And now I know that – everybody's hurt this time of the year, right? Yada, yada, yada. Miss me with it, though. He's legitimately playing hurt, as in Jake Matthews has a high ankle sprain that he's not missed a game. Matthew Bergeron has an ankle issue. I don't know if it's high or not, but he's had one that he has had to miss games, and he came back last week. Chris Lindstrom has been injured. And And Lindstrom even talked about how Matthews is a guy that kind of helps, you know, motivate you to play when he's injured. But they're so good up front. And I worry not if we can pass protect, but it's can we clear lanes and can we open it up for the run game? Because we've got to run the football to compete in this game.
We definitely do. And I think just to put a bow on that,
I
look at the offensive line play of Seattle, and this is one of the reasons it's come up so many times this week. Their guards are not good. I mean, by any metric, I've looked at their guards. They're both young. I believe the right guard's in his third year. The left guard, Gray Zabel, is a rookie. We talked about him a bunch in the lead-up to the draft, and he's had struggles as a rookie, and he will grow, and he'll be a much better player. But I look at them whiff on a block. I look at Sam Darnold duck under somebody's armpit, stiff-arm somebody, break a tackle, roll out, throw the ball away, and then go back and play another down. And that's why you've led to a situation where Seattle now has a plus 25 sack differential. It's second in the league, and Dave Archer brought it up a minute ago. Guess who's third in the league? The Atlanta Falcons, a plus 22 sack differential, and they don't have a quarterback that does many things like that. Now, Kirk gets the ball out, but they've given him enough time this year, and you look at last week, it's like, oh, the Falcons gave up two sacks. Well, one of those is on Bijan Robinson. Bijan Robinson gave up a sack last week. So it's frustrating. Lindstrom did give up the other one. He is playing hurt. I think when I look at this game, Allie, there's some trends that you've got to pay attention to. Seattle is 6-0 when they've scored. We've talked about it a bunch on this show. The Falcons are 0-6 when the opponent scores first. They have not been able to come from behind in any game this year. So that's something I'll be paying attention to. The Falcons are 5-0 against the spread as an underdog this year. Crazy to think about. We talked about how wide the spread was earlier, 7.5-point spread. They're 1-6 against the spread as a favorite. It's just – it's crazy. I think that when you look at a lot of these things that are coming up this season and a lot of things that have happened – It's been frustrating because you know what the expectation is and you know what the ability level is. But I'll just finish on this one. Atlanta's converted a league low 27.6% of their third downs since they played Buffalo. 27% on third down since they played Buffalo. It has to get better. I don't know what the answer is. Do you find more playmakers in space? Do you try to move around the wide receiver core the way you did a week ago? Can we hit some more guys in stride? Can we find that player that can make the big play in the fourth quarter, in crunch time, to be able to come back if you're behind or if you are a tied game trying to march down the field? That's going to be the biggest question mark for me on Sunday.
And the thing that's plagued this team, and especially during that, the part of the five-game losing streak that you had where you went lose by an extra point, lose in overtime, lose in overtime, was explosives, and that you were getting killed in explosives. And can you – the problem has been is the offensive explosives that's happened against your defense has been one thing. But when you're allowing it on special teams, you're just double blanking yourself is an only way to put it, really. I hate to say it like that, but I don't know what else to put it. You've got to figure out a way to not only stop, but when do we get our moment to flip the field? It's getting to the point now where we've screamed about pass rush for all these years. And now we've got it. And now I'm starting to go back and say, man, like, when was the last time we had a kickoff return for a touchdown?
This exact thing you just brought up is the reason I'm not signing off on Raheem coming back, but it's one of the reasons I'm so hesitant. We can't lose Jeff Ulbrich. We've talked for a decade about the pass rush. You finally got it fixed. I'm like, is there any other way to fix this team without Jeff Ulbrich walking out the door? That's what scares me.
Can I say one thing before – like we move off that part. Don't tweet me. Don't call in and say, I think the plan is that we fire Raheem, we keep Ulbrich, and we bring in Robert Saleh. Because I've heard that, and I also don't want to hear about the what we do is we fire these guys and then keep these guys. If I'm a head coach and you say, hey, we're going to clean house, but we're going to keep the defensive staff, I'm going to tell you to go kick rocks. You're not going to give me my one opportunity, my one shot possibly at being an NFL head coach and then tell me, but you got to keep all these guys.
Would you consider moving Jeff Ulbrich into the head coach?
No. No, I want Jeff Ulbrich to be the DC. I love Jeff Ulbrich. I think he would be a very good head coach. But here's the deal. When you hear – I think Brick and Ra are different people. They're not the exact same – cut from the exact same cloth. But That being said is that if you think this regime is so bad that you're going to scream at the top of your lungs, clean house, then how can you say in the same light, clean house, but you know what? Just elevate that guy. That doesn't make any sense. Not to mention, now Ulbrich's not really your DC. He's your head coach. And I am moving away unless you have a proven track record. And I know that the only way you can prove it is do it. But I'm not such a big fan of having the coordinator be the head coach as well. I kind of like it when a guy is, I'm the head coach and these are my coordinators. I just see it. It's a lot.
It's tough.
You think that's a lot?
Do you not a little bit
on board with me? You don't like that? I don't like it. I don't think you're getting the same defense necessarily.
It would be disingenuous for me to sit here and say that I know what I want at this point. I think that I'm looking for, and I've said the word clarity since the postgame show, I'm looking for clarity in a lot of different directions in terms of what the expectations can be. I don't know that any head coach is going to look at an opening this offseason and go, oh, you mean Penix is out, but then I got to start him when he comes back in like week six? I don't know that anybody's going to be rushing to that job of saying, oh, I can't wait to take that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're also, you know, dealing with a situation where we've talked about all the offensive talent. Kyle Pitts might not be here. Right, there's Tyler Allgeier.
Not going to be.
Tyler Allgeier might not be here. So there's a lot of questions up in the air. I think it's easy to say, well, this is what they have to do, but I have a lot of questions that need answered between now and you know the beginning of January.
It's disingenuous for me when people say clean house and then in the same like, but I'd be cool keeping Ulbrich. So which is it?
There's, scares me.
It scares house,
me. The thought of losing Jeff Ulbrich genuinely scares me.
Cleaning house and keeping some guys is not the same thing. You can't feel that strongly and then in the same light say, but I'd keep this guy. It's not the same. Let's go. Hoo-to-hoo. How about those Owls, baby? Mm. Tonight, big game. Mm. Big game. Let's go. Let's go. I will obviously, hopefully, be sitting at home watching that. I say hopefully because – you know, my weekends aren't during football season are not as up to me as much. I get to pick some, but a lot of times I have stuff to do. Also, I am in the process of finding a new vehicle, and I brought that up because I'm up for a road trip here or there, mm-hmm. and I'm down to two vehicles, and both of which are an hour plus away from us. One of which, though, is in a different state, about 2.5 hours away from home.
Okay.
And I'm just curious, how far would you guys drive for the right deal? Because I am all about a deal.
I drove 3 hours for a dog, so how about – I would drive pretty far.
That's a little bit different. Yeah, that's like
– you have to love what you're purchasing because you make that payment every month, every single
month. Yes.
You know,
yep.
So
and you actually gave me that advice about a month ago. You were like, you should probably just go for it. And mm-hmm. I did. And I do not have any regrets about the truck that I got a month ago. But I also didn't have to drive to another state. I got it in Chamblee. So that's a conversation. No, my wife drove over to Albertville, Alabama, which I think is about 2 hours away to go get her Tahoe. Because she found the right deal. She wanted like the captain's chairs in the you know, second row so that the dog could lay in the middle and it had the DVD system. And she's like, this is the perfect one. It's got the right miles, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know that there's a limit. Now, they do have that thing called like CarMax or whatever, you know, Echo Park, where you can actually get the car shipped to you.
True.
That's a whole other set of options. I don't do that one because I need to make sure I fit in it. But that's another story for another day.
I don't do that because I like to get – I like to see it in person.
You like to fill it out.
You know, if I drive 2.5 hours, I can still test drive it, smell it. And I know – hold on.
No, that's a big deal.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
It is a big deal.
Because no one wants to sit and drive a vehicle for the next, you know, life of your loan, that a car that essentially smells like someone was, like, just – you know, burning heaters one after another.
That happened to a friend of mine. He bought his online, and the car got delivered, and they were, like, already signed up, and it got in, and there were just definitely some cowboy killers in there.
Oy.
I'm very picky, very picky. And I'm picky on price. I'm picky on everything. So it's been a process, but I'm also in a little bit of a time crunch. So there's a chance Mike and I will be taking a road trip here in about 15 minutes.
You might want to get that situated.
Are you signed up for this, Mike?
I am. I mean, you know what? I've always considered myself the offensive lineman of the group for more reasons than one. I don't get the touchdowns. I just do the grunt work. All right? If I have to drive them around, I got to drive them around.
Really? Really? No. You know what he said to me? I'm going to give him some credit. Because he's playing fake tough guy right now. I said, yeah, man. You up for a road trip? Just kidding. Just hoping. You know, it was 50-50. Like, I was hoping.
Feeling it out.
And he goes, hey, man, you get the right deal, I'll drive you wherever you need to go. So don't let him play, oh, yeah, you know, I'm an offensive lineman. I got to do it. We got to do the grunt work.
I'm just saying we don't need the thanks. We just do the work.
All I ask is that you guys get some show content on your cute little road trip.
Well, I got some stuff to go through if we did the road trip.
I don't know that we can – between food and gifts we've been brought today, I don't know that we'll fit it in my truck.
Speaking of which, that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Gordon, myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. Special thanks to Garrett Chapman for stepping in this morning. Dylan, feel better. We miss you. And, of course, thank you to everyone at Publix. James, Ben, Joe, Christian, Play-Doh, the Publix mascot, Ricky, Randy, Haiti, Tanya, and so many other staff here at Publix that I cannot remember your names at this point in time, but just because
been
we're
awesome.
Leaving right now.
Been awesome.
Yeah, everyone has just been awesome. And just because we're leaving doesn't mean you can't stop by and see the wonderful staff here at Publix. It's the Highland Park location, 4480 South Cobb Drive in Smyrna. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
take a road trip with your offensive lineman of the group.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.